Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
You come back, Rose Gray. Good morning.
Hey.
And we've got a new website at foxworldtravel.com. We've got a new intro to the Fox World Travel Show.
Gosh.
It's all new and exciting.
The new lineup at WTMJ. It's just an exciting time.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
What an amazing trip I saw online from you.
Yeah. So thank you. The band is back after a month.
Yeah.
So you had a great time in Costa Rica.
It was amazing.
I got to listen to both the podcasts that Colleen did for me while I was gone. Thank you. Thank you. I could not do what I do if it wasn't for those people who fill in for me. And it's usually Colleen.
Yes.
So thank you. So you loved Costa Rica.
Yes. I loved. I need to go back already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So... And basically, this was a repeat for me. I've done this trip a couple of times, and I am encouraging anybody that was on the trip with me who is brave enough to call in to do so and just give us their take on what we did. So flew into Hanoi, flew EVA or EVA, depending on how you want to say that. I've heard it both ways from the airline employees themselves,
okay.
So we'll go with both ways. A very fine airline. It's a Taiwanese airline, so pretty much everything you do to Southeast or Asia in general is going to be stopping in Taipei.
Okay.
Perfectly lovely airport, nothing to write home about, but nothing to complain about either. And spent a couple nights in Hanoi, flew to Siem Reap, which I love, love, love. A couple nights in Cambodia, then we got on the fabulous Uniworld ship Mekong Jewel, which it was rather new, to launched in 2020, and then we had the pandemic, so it still had that new ship smell.
There you go.
And there's only like 60 people on board, so it was full, but very well-run, three different groups of 20, and it was 50-ish, 55-ish to 65-ish when we left Hanoi, and it was 95 plus and humid the entire time we were in Vietnam and Saigon.
How many people were with you?
16.
Okay.
Yep. So we always do small groups. And, oh, here we go. There's a text already. You can go ahead and read that text. It's long.
It's long. Hey, Rose, the Vietnam-Cambodia trip with you was great. You usually ask about number one highlight, and for us, it was the Hanoi motorbike tour zipping in and out of traffic and invited to a local home on Train Street. The family made us egg coffee. What? Egg coffee?
Yeah, it's a very cool... You have to keep the coffee spinning while you put the egg in it, and it gets thicker and creamier that way.
You know we have a lot of eggs at our house. I might need to look this recipe
up.
Okay. The next number one was drifting down the Mekong River in the Mekong Jewel, watching the scenery go by. The next number one was Rose Gray buying the group a beer at the Red Piano Bar. Again, great trip. It is in our top five. Thanks, Rose and Fox World Travel. See you on the road, Dennis and Stacy.
Oh, that is sweet. That is exactly what I was looking for. Not compliments, but truth be told, it was just highlight. I love how they say highlight number one and highlight number one and highlight number one and highlight number one, because that's the way you feel while you're on those kinds of trips.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And the pictures you got were amazing.
Yeah. So I'm sure that in the near future, Fox will be posting some of those things on our social, Instagram, Facebook, etc. And then I'll also write a blog in the next few days and we'll put that up as well.
So those were their number ones. What was yours?
I think, once again, the going to the killing fields. I don't like to have a gruesome thing be that, but it's just so, it reminds us that all cultures, ours included, have those kinds of stories to tell. And what did we learn from that story? If we don't learn from the history, then we're doomed to repeat it. Is that
right.
Not correct?
Right.
So the people of Cambodia, I mean, the whole entire trip is just phenomenal. And each time you meet somebody new who's got a story to tell, and they're humble when they tell you the story, but your heart just goes out to these people because they've really suffered through a lot, and yet they come out smiling and they greet American guests with such true passion and love it when we're there. So
awesome.
Got a little choked up there for a minute. So yeah, it was wonderful, and look for it again. But as you said, we've got new website, and we did get some feedback from listeners from WTMJ and Fox fans who have traveled with us, and there have been some changes made so that finding group travel is an easier process. That was one of the pieces of feedback we got. And when you go to that page now, you can clearly see where group travel is, and you can clearly see the destination weddings and Fox Group Vacations.
Yeah. It's all under vacation travel.
It is.
Click on the menu slide there. So go check it out, foxworldtravel.com. Rose is back. We have all hours, so chime in, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Between all the trips, we all three have not been together for like a month. Rose Gray is back. Isaac's in the producer studio. I am Dayton Kane. Thank you for joining us this morning. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with baggage fees, because that's been in the news lately.
Yeah. So our good friends at American Airlines decided a couple of days ago to raise their bag fees. And we knew that it was going to be just a matter of time before somebody else did. And yesterday, United announced that they're going to go ahead and increase their bag fees. JetBlue had already done it, as had Alaska. So the last legacy carrier, if you will, to make that announcement is Delta. And I expect that they will do that as well. So basically, the deal is your first checked bag is $40 unless you want to prepay it online, and then it's $35. So, and you have a window of time to do that, but I think that window closes 24 hours prior to departure, then you can't prepay the bag. So I don't know why anybody wouldn't prepay the bag.
It's pretty easy to do.
Well, I think it's a matter of their thinking, I bet I could get away with checked luggage. And then you start packing and you realize, carry-on.
Yeah.
You think you're going to get on away with carry-on, and then you just keep on thinking that until you start packing, and then you realize that's not going to happen. Now, United did make a comment on one of the many articles I read about this within the last 24 hours, that they are going to improve their overhead bin space.
How?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I read several articles, and I'm seeing $5.4 to $5.5 billion in revenue that airlines generated last year from checked bag fees.
That's insane.
That's insane.
And yet they're charging us more now.
And yet they're charging us more. But they're saying labor costs.
$5.5 billion wasn't enough.
Exactly. They're saying that labor costs and fuel have just gone crazy, and there's nothing they can do about that. So for those of you, I thought to myself, okay, I know a quick trick. Why don't you quickly prepay a bag, because I'm flying United in June. I thought, well, I'll quickly prepay my bag now and get the lower. No, it's date dependent as far as how they're collecting it. So it's just it's unavoidable. And if you want to save yourself a couple bucks, do it online.
Okay. And that's right on the website, typically, for the
any airline that you go to. You use your 6-digit letter confirmation code to pull up your reservation, and they give you the information right there, and they tell you how to go about prepaying your bag.
All right. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text line. If you want to ask a question or brag about a trip you've been on, we love always hearing good travel stories. That's good as well. But got the new website. What's any new trips or any big trips we have to get sold before they're gone?
Well, we do always want to mention the fact that we still have the wherewithal to get a few more people on with Scafidi. Now, we know that the new lineup started on Monday, so you don't hear the sweet sounds of Steve Scafidi for 3 full hours, where he had some opportunity to remind listeners of that. I think he's very willing to do that, but that's not primary job number one right now. He's got Power Hour, and he's got things to talk about. So I just want to let everybody know, July 16th to the 27th, we've got German Grandeur with Steve Scafidi, 2 nights in Munich. It is a beer-themed event, but it certainly is not only for beer drinkers. And then we also have Battlefields Bavaria in Germany, which is August 1 through August 14th, and that's what's with our good friend John Bromage. We all know Gigi Bromage because we speak of her often, but this is her husband, who is a Battlefields, mostly World War One and World War II expert, and we've created and crafted this itinerary exclusively with John. You can't open a brochure and find this anywhere. This is something we dreamed up, and it's I think it's kind of unique, and I think it's kind of cool. I have a part in it, so that's probably why I feel that way. But if you take a look at the itinerary, you'll see that we're going to be flying into Brussels, and we're actually flying out of Munich. And in between, we're doing the Eagle's Nest, and we're doing Salzburg, and we're doing Nuremberg, and we're doing Berlin. So all of those cities that had such a big part in World War II and how they impacted this part of the world.
Kind of like the one you were just on, just powerful, right? To go to those places and just think about what happened and the history there. And
it is. It is. And again, I stress the fact that I understand that this is not for everybody. There was a guest that happened to be on our ship that wasn't a Fox World Travel Group member, but they were with us and we all kind of became a family. And they basically said, I can't go to do this right now. So we were at the killing fields and they had a little outer area with a picnic table and some water, and that our fabulous cruise director Bin, who took care of all 60 of us collectively, just said, just stay right here, and that we're going to take about a 30-minute trip through this exhibition, and then we'll be back, and then we're going to move on to the next thing. So it doesn't take the whole entire day up. It's just an aspect of it that this particular guest didn't want to be a part of. You know, somebody else just mentioned, and this is very true, often free bags are something you can get if you get the airline's credit card.
Oh.
So, for example, if you have the United Mileage Plus credit card, now remember, the one thing you have to think about is oftentimes those are not free. They might be free for your first year and then they're $100 after that.
Okay,
how many times are you going to fly that airline and do you need that credit card? But yeah, if you want to play all the kinds of games, the points guy is a great website to check out.
The
points guy, because these guys know how to parlay your credit card points into all kinds of useful things.
Okay.
Hotel points and credit card points and mileage points. So
interesting. We have more texts we'll get to when we come back. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's 26 in Milwaukee, not going to get too much warmer. A high of 34 today, going to be partly cloudy and not the weather we've been used to lately.
But that's
welcome
okay.
Welcome back, Rose.
Thank you. That's okay because we really did not have a bad winter at all.
No.
And this, you know what happens? People think, oh, I don't really have to go anyplace warm because it's just going to be warm here, and then a day like this happens and you're thinking to yourself, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. So. WTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. Rose, how about a 2025 London UK group trip? This one says with 4 exclamation points. So where are we at in the 2025 trip process?
Well, we're still vetting. So we're working on it. We have a group department and then we have several other people who weigh in on what it is we're going to be offering for 2025. And we know already we've got a couple things up. We know we've got the two Hawaiis for 2025. Colleen told me that she has got her finger on the pulse of Alaska for 2025 and that that's going to be out and available any moment.
Sure.
So you want to stay tuned for that because we do know that those do sell out. And so we're just taking all of that under advisement right now and just trying to move those things around. You know, we have to be very careful because although we like to be known as a nationwide company, because Fox is certainly able to serve people throughout the country,
Yep. We
still are kind of a Southeast Wisconsin or a Wisconsin-based company, and people like to stick around for summer, especially July and August.
Right.
So we have to be a little bit careful about what it is we offer when we offer it, because we know people have places up north and they want to spend some time in our great state and country. So we're trying to work through those things right now, and it's a labor of love, and once it's done, we'll have some fabulous options for everybody.
On the baggage front, this text says, I flew Global X last week and they weighed by carry-on. If it was more than 23 pounds, it had to be checked, but for no charge. Is this becoming the norm or just Global X?
I think it's becoming the norm. EVA or EVA weighed our carry-ons as well. So, and it was 23 pounds was theirs. Also, they, however, did not give you an option to check it then for free. You had to start shifting some things around. So It's a weight and balance game for airlines. For those of you who have ever flown, you are probably aware of that a little bit. Another thing that people don't think about is, what is such a big deal about the 50 pounds? Where did that ever come from? Well, it's my understanding that a big part of that came from all of the workman comps claims that they were getting from people who were handling those bags that were getting injured because they were so incredibly heavy that they had to come up with some number that was an easy enough bag to handle. So it's a crazy world in which we live. And again, I'm at the airport and I'm seeing people with their great big gigantic 27-inch suitcases open on the floor, kneeling next to them, pulling stuff out because they're overweight. And you either pay for the overweight or you readjust.
Yeah, yeah. Do that before you go to the airport. They have these little handheld weighing scales that
you
really
can
don't
get
cost
the digital
lot.
Ones at TJ Maxx for $9.99. Yeah. And
save yourself the trouble of kneeling down in the airport.
Always have that with me at all times. That's a great travel tool.
I read a story the other day that said they're starting to weigh people in some other countries. Not here yet, I don't think.
Not here yet. But that's, again, that's a weights and balance type situation for the airlines to have to work around a little bit as well. So, yeah, if you don't want that to happen, now is the time to start going on a diet, I guess.
It's crazy. We are getting into weird space when it comes to everything. I asked David Nason last hour, have we ever had so much change in the history of human as we have in the last 5 years? It just seems like the apple cart got upset and nobody knows how to get back to anywhere near normal.
And I think we just have to put on our patience pants and deal with it.
Yeah.
Because you can sit around.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, complain about it a lot, I guess. But I mean, you can be the complainer or you can be the problem or you can be the solution. How about that?
There you go. I like that perspective.
I like that perspective too. I mean, I do everything in my power to make the flight attendants on the crew in general, pilot all the way through, as confident or feel as good about the people they're serving as we would hope they would be. And I actually had very swell people around me the whole entire time. A couple baby crying for a few hours, but you know, when you're on a 15-hour flight, that's going to happen.
All right. We do need to take a break. If you want to get in touch with us, it's 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show. We now go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and at foxworldtravel.com. They post it there as well. We do have a call at 855-616-1620. Let's go to Connie in Manitowoc. Good morning, Connie. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We are flying to Florida in March, and my daughter, who is 13, is bringing a 13-year-old friend along. I'm not sure if I need to do anything specific because she's not my child.
So that's an excellent question because there really is nothing you can do. If this person, who I'm assuming is in middle school, if she's 13, has a student ID, I would probably bring that along. Another thing I would do is I would get a notarized letter from the parents or parent of this 13-year-old child that's accompanying you, giving you some authority to seek out medical assistance if needed.
Great. Oh, I appreciate that.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much. Can I give a shout out to one of your agents?
Of course.
Maya Lee has been doing an amazing job helping us with our DC trip.
Oh.
People sometimes forget the in-state stuff, and she is doing a wonderful job. So I just wanted to give her a thank you on the air, too. She's awesome.
And she went to our new travel advisor training not more than a year plus ago. So way to go, Maya Lee. Yay. Thank you.
Thanks,
Connie.
Thank
you very much. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. 855-616-1620. When cruising, should you purchase the insurance they offer or purchase elsewhere?
Okay, so that is also a great question. And I can probably even give a broader answer than just for cruising because I can speak to tour companies as well. There are almost always a tour company or a cruise line is going to offer you some sort of insurance. Now, thinking like the owner of that cruise line or that tour company, you're going to secure insurance that is going to be beneficial to both you as well as your client, right?
Right.
I like to look at third-party insurances because they have no skin in the game when it comes to the cruise line or the tour company, right?
Sure.
They're only looking out for the policyholder. So okay. I would say you certainly can take a look at the cruise line's offering, but then do your due diligence and find out what a third-party insurance would cost and what it would cover. Because sometimes when you're buying the tour company or the cruise line's insurance, they're going to give you vouchers back on their company as right. opposed to money back. So there's lots of different ways that you can, you know, do this. We offer Travel Guard at Fox World Travel.
Yeah.
And I've talked about that before. That's an AIG company out of Wisconsin, Wausau. And we revisit that relationship every year. So it's not just like, oh, yeah, Fox has been offering the Travel Guard for 8 or 10 years and they never look at others. That's not true. We look at others every year and then we make a decision as to whether or not we're going to continue on with them. And they provide us such great products to offer our customers that that is why we continue to work with them.
Sure. And let's talk about that. So Fox World Travel, you guys win all kinds of awards. And it's because you do things like that, not just with the travel insurance, but with your partners that you're sending people places, you know, with Apple Leisure Group and all these different entities that you deal with. You have people working on a consistent basis to get the best for the customer.
That's exactly correct. And so our travel advisors are not doing this as a hobby, and they're not doing this. This is their career. This is their job. This is in almost every case. We have a few part-timers, but almost every case, a full-time position that these people are participating in. And they are getting a wage. They're not working for a commission. They're not working. They're working on your behalf. It reminds me very much of when we listen to, I can see all around the studio right now, Annex Wealth Management. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Annex Wealth Management. They're a fiduciary. What does that actually mean? They're working in the customer's best interest. And that is how we feel we're operating at Fox World Travel. We want you to have the best possible experience. If you came to a travel advisor and asked for something that this particular advisor knows that is not in our preferred portfolio. A perfect example is American Queen Voyages stopped operating on Thursday. Just stopped operating. Hmm. We knew weeks ago that they were having financial problems. The consortium that we belong to, which is Signature Travel Network, pulled them off of the preferred list because they knew that they were having some problems. And now they've just ceased operating. So we know those kinds of things in advance. And if you come to us and say, I would really like to book this particular product, if we don't know about that product or we've heard bad things about that product, we're going to give you that information and help you make a very educated decision on whether or not you're going to continue down that road or you want to look for some other vendor, some other tour company, cruise line, whatever it may be.
Group travel, meetings and incentives, business travel, destination weddings, Disney trips, you've got Disney experts. So all this goes into factoring in why you would use Fox World Travel at the end of the day.
I feel the same way. So and I certainly am a big advocate for anybody that wants to travel using a travel advisor. Could it be Fox? Should it be Fox? In my opinion, yes. But when people say I do this on my own, that's fabulous. But without any help, if something goes awry, where are you? Where do you stand? Can you fix it yourself?
Right. There you go. We do need to take a break. Get in touch with us, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose. 26 degrees on the way up to a high of 34. Going to be partly cloudy in Milwaukee. Thank you for listening. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. One came in that says, any recommendations on reasonable parking at the Milwaukee airport for a week?
I use Fast Park.
Fast Park. That's what we use too.
Yeah.
Easy to get to. They get you right over to the airport. Easy to do.
So. Right. And then if you don't mind parking in remote parking,
yeah,
that's far less expensive than parking at the terminal as well. But again, you got to plan for that kind of stuff because you're out in just like it says, remote parking, and you got to get a shuttle and all of that kind of thing.
Park and Relax is another one we've used, works fine. They get you to your shuttle and get you to the airport very easy. So lots of different options. So let's talk about the website again, because it is new.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago, I think it started up. How do I navigate this thing if I've never been there?
So if you go to foxworldtravel.com, foxworldtravel.com, you're going to see a homepage. You're going to see Fox's logo. And to the left of that logo, you're going to see menu.
Yes.
And when you click on menu, you are going to see about Fox, business travel, meetings and incentives, vacation travel, something that I find fascinating, corporate social responsibility, and our future together. And I think we've covered all the bases there. Those are pretty broad topics, but all the things you could possibly need to find are in there. One thing I do want to point out is when you go to the Fox family, there's our story, which is, again, to me, fascinating. Three generations of the same family owning this company and taking seriously the responsibility we have as corporate travelers. I love all of that kind of thing. But also, I want everybody to realize that when you do Our Future Together, you have an opportunity to look at 3i Academy. 3i Academy is business travel training and vacation travel training. And so for those people who hear me on a weekly basis and think, I want to do what Rose Gray does, this is how you get started. So I happen to be looking at the 3i Fox World Travel Academy right now, Vacation Travel Associate Training Program. It's a paid-for program that happens in 8 weeks, and then you are either a virtual learner or you are a staff member or you are working in one of our branch offices. And I think right now we're trying very hard to fill up a couple of spots in our physical branch locations in Wisconsin. The upcoming training starts April 8th. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that you need to apply by the 26th of February. When is the 26th of February? Monday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So don't wait.
No.
Foxworldtravel.com menu.
Yes.
You go to Our Future Together, and then you'll see the 3i Academy there, and you can fill that out. If I were 30 years younger, I'd be all over this.
It's a great, great, great career. It has done wonderful things for me and my family and all of the above. So I just, I can't say enough wonderful things about it, but there's also very good opportunities for people who are looking for other things as well. You don't have to be a travel person to work on technology or work in marketing or work in a number of other places within our company. So,
good career options there as well, not just the academy. If this career makes everybody as happy as it makes you and Colleen and everybody I've met, you're all happy and you're nice people and it's good to be around. So obviously it can do you well.
Right, thank you. And I think there was a prediction at one point in time that travel agents, as we were called, now we're called travel advisors, weren't necessary. That one day the internet was going to put us all out of a job. And I think that is as far from the truth as possible, because just like with everything, Fox found a way to embrace that technology and bring it back into the company so we can use that same technology that you're using, but to better assist you, because that's what we do all day, every day, full time. It's not a hobby. It's not something we do for fun. This is something we are very serious about. It's your discretionary vacation dollars and it's memories you're making. And we don't fool around with that stuff.
Not at all. And we also do this every week, let you find out about what's going on in the world of travel, and you tell us what's going on. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. One segment coming up next on the fastest show on the radio. Well, that might not be true now that we've revamped our lineups throughout the week.
That's true.
It is WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. 9:52, our final segment here this morning. And as we were talking through the website, I was clicking around and I found this picture on the Iceland Adventure. And wow, I want to move there.
I, Yeah,
it's a gorgeous picture.
You do, but you got to get two jobs to be able to afford to live there.
It's Can I go visit, though?
But I would go visit. And July 9th to the 18th is when we give you that opportunity. It's called Iceland Adventure. And this is a phenomenal trip. I'm not even going to begin to try to pronounce any of these very crazy waterfalls and cities that you're going to be visiting. But if you go to that website and you do navigate yourself to Iceland Adventure, you can hit the plus sign to the left of every one of the days on the itinerary and find out exactly what it is you're going to be doing. This is not a leisurely trip. This is a trip that you are going to be exploring, exploring, exploring. Some downtime, but not a lot, because it's a rather big island that we're doing in just 9 days. So very exciting, exclusive itinerary, tour manager going along. The tour highlights are very clearly presented there. Geothermal lakes and beautiful waterfalls. And who doesn't want to do some schnapps tasting? I know I do. And so just all of that, glaciers and waterfalls and whale watching. And it's just a well-received. Again, we talk about this all the time. What are the big three destinations that have come to the forefront as of late is Ireland, Iceland, Italy. Ireland, Iceland, Italy, the three I's. So this is among them.
I love the itinerary maps that you guys include on everything when you get through there. And you said there's not a lot of seats left on this.
There are not a lot of seats left. Okay. And so we would love for you to grab that. And again, Dayton's got a great point. When you look at that map, each time we stop, it'll tell you how many nights we're going to be in in a city. And you're bouncing around on this one. There's absolutely no other way to say it.
But you want to see the whole island.
Exactly. Sometimes it's just the nature of the trip that we have to do it that way. And this is not just Reykjavik, Blue Lagoon, that's the end of it. You are doing some serious, intense, in-depth exploring of this fabulous, fabulous island. This is the natural progression after you do Alaska. Then you go to Iceland.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're almost done here. So let's wrap it up with what you guys all do and how people get in touch with you.
Yep. So you can still give us a call, because we are still in the in-season hours that usually ends on or around Easter. And that is 866-GO-FOX-GO. I love the concept of you picking up a phone and speaking to somebody and letting them know what you want. If that is not in your wheelhouse and you just want to go ahead and send an inquiry, you can do that online as well. It's the Contact Us button under the Stay Connected tab. That makes perfect sense. Tell us as much as you possibly can. What is it you're looking for? How many people are traveling? What are the ages of the traveler? What are your dates? All those kinds of things can be put in a fabulous form, and then we don't have to ask all of those questions. And again, our website is still a work in progress. We took some of the things that people brought to our attention, and we made changes to this. So this is an ongoing process, but I think it looks great. I think it's easy to navigate. And if you are having concerns or questions, you can go ahead and contact us with that information as well.
Somebody did text in and just asked if you guys have any sales going. I know Colleen talked through some opportunities last week.
Yep. So you can always find those on our website just by going to the vacation travel page and looking at that banner. But I always hesitate to say, you know, there's $50 off of this package and there's $100 off of this package and those kinds of things, because the minute I say that, it either is no longer available or there's even a better deal out there than I knew about. What we like to do is we are not a price-driven process when we're looking at this. If you are, you know, then let us know and say, this is really, really price-driven. But if you're saying, I want to go to this particular all-inclusive and I want to be there these dates, if there's a sale going on, we'll know it.
Right.
And if anybody's going to have any kind of discounts or opportunities, it will be Fox, because of our relationship with the people that we use when we make these bookings. But, you know, we years ago used to call people when there were sales, because they'd say, we can go anytime, let us know. And we'd find some great sale on some great date, and we'd spend a day calling all the people on our list only to have them say, oh, that sounds like such a wonderful deal. That's not going to work. My grandson's getting married. My daughter has a doctor's appointment. I promised to babysit the kids.
Or life happens.
Life happens. And so we don't do that. But certainly, we're always going to be trying to get you the best possible price for what it is that you've asked for. But again, how cheap does a bad vacation have to be before you say, it wasn't that bad? It's just, it can't be about the money. It has to be more about the experience and us finding you ways to save some money. And that's what we're all about.
Fox World Travel Show, we do it every Saturday at 9 o'clock. Are you getting excited? Brewers baseball is coming back.
And not only that, I'm going to spring training.
I thought you might. Yeah. You typically do.
I am.
When is that?
I'm leaving the 13th of March for spring training for a little bit. Just this is the boys of summertime for me, and I'm very excited. Our football season ended with a bang.
Yep.
And we've got hopefulness there. Last night's Bucks game was pretty remarkable as well. So we've got three sports just about around the corner.
All right, Rose. We'll see you next week. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.